Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
So,
yeah.
Craig, how exactly did you become a photographer?
My dad gave me a camera when we were travelling around Australia and asked me to capture some family moments, I suppose. It was a little camera in a leather case. It smelt really lovely and had a nice feel, and I felt important, I suppose, and I was shooting colour tranny on that trip and had no idea what I was doing. Dad showed me a few of the important things, and I took it from there, really, and it just became something I've followed up as a career from a very young age. I probably shot my first wedding, regretfully, when, you know, I was pushed into it when I was about 12 or 14, and it took off from there, really, yeah.
Well, that's a very nice origin story. What made you want to shoot the Ashton Circus in 1988?
Oh, well, I suppose, you know, a lot of us grow up in the suburbs, right? So, you know, you've got this suburban lifestyle that is fairly, you know, mundane, I suppose, and repetitive day after day. And then, you know, one day, you know, all these trucks roll up to the local park and start unpacking and put up this enormous tent, and all these exotic animals and people of different origins and shapes and sizes and with different talents and, you know, all the exotic animals, the senses are overflowing, you know, with smell and sounds and sights that I'd never seen before. And this stayed with me, you know, for years and years. And I, at the time I thought, well, there's another way of living, you know, you don't have to, there's other ways of living, and these nomadic people have it down, you know, have this nomadic lifestyle, and it's wonderful and fascinating, and, you know, I was thrilled by everything that I saw as a child, and when I became an adult, and I was running an advertising commercial studio in Brisbane, and I had this beautiful Hasselblad 500cm, I think it was, with an 80mm and a 150mm camera lens, and I wanted to capture these people, and I was still fascinated by them even as an adult, and even the audience and their lifestyle and their theatre setup and their lighting. I only shot at night because I wanted that theatre feel. Gave it a completely, you know, awesome feel for me. Yeah, shooting it at night. Yeah,
sounds like a life-defining moment. Why are you displaying your Ashton Circus work now, though?
Oh, okay. well, it was exhibited by the National Gallery of Victoria a long time ago, probably a year or two after I shot the series, and then again in the mid '90s or early '90s at the Queensland Performing Arts. So it's a series that has been collected by a few of the images have been collected by different galleries here and there, like Queensland Art Gallery, Art Gallery of New South Wales, and the National Gallery of Victoria have collected a few of the images so the series has been recognised and collected. It's just that you get busy, you know, you get tied up with things in life, and you don't give things as much attention as you'd like to sometimes. So I finally got around to heading on into the head on people and submitting the work, and I was very pleased and excited to be accepted by such a wonderful production. Yeah, it's a huge production, and you know, it's the best. It's the best avenue for my work. It was awesome. Yeah, to be involved.
If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're talking to Craig Holmes, a professional photographer whose exhibition of Caravans and Canvas will be run at the Head On Photo Festival. What has the response to your exhibition been like so far?
Oh, I think it's been wonderful. I was down there over the first weekend, and we had beautiful Sydney weather. And I had family dropping in, and lots of people came to my artist talk. It was very exciting. It's part of an outdoor exhibition, which is perfect for the images are printed on vinyl, and they're displayed in an outdoor environment, which is just perfect for the circus series that seem to suit. You know, like when you look at a circus, it's all rigging and ropes and poles, a little bit like sailing a schooner, I suppose. So you've got all this rigging, this canvas and ropes, and being outdoors is just perfect for that series. It's at the Reservoir Gardens. There's so many exhibitions. That are part of the Head On Photo Festival. It would be hard for any one person to get around and see them all. They're all over Sydney, so you've got them scattered in galleries all over the place. So I'm one of a large number of photographers, professional and amateur, who got quality work on display there. So yeah. Really awesome.
There is a lot of quality work in the Head On Photo Festival. Craig, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
That's okay.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure too. Thank you so much.
Okay. See ya.